Club in Jamesburg was prettier, and any number of area restaurants more comfortable. But the P&A Hall had a paste wax dance floor that was smooth and dusty. It whispered during the slow numbers and thumped like a heartbeat when the stout ladies came out to polka. The hall was a place for weddings, Christmas parties, and silver anniversaries. It was as much a part of Maggie's childhood as braids, cream of tomato soup, and the sound of the freight train clattering through town in the middle of the night. Over the years, the hall had lost none of its appeal to Maggie. She couldn't say the same about marriage. It wasn't that she was against the institution. It was more that she didn't have time to seek it out. Finding a husband seemed like a real pain in the neck, especially now that her life was at a crossroads. She sat at the head of the picnic table, staring at the chocolate cake. She gave a silent groan. It was the beginning of July, and it was 92 degrees, and the cake was ablaze with 27 candles and one for good luck. The candles were melting the frosting. Molten candle wax slithered in red, yellow, and blue streams across the top of the cake, spilling over the sides and collecting in small pools on the cake plate. Ordinarily, Maggie loved birthday parties, especially hers. But today she had other things on her mind. So she took a deep breath and blew the candles out without further ceremony.
"Isn't this nice?"
Maggie's mother, Mabel, said.
"A perfect day for a birthday picnic."
She'd made tuna salad and deviled eggs and bought little dinner rolls from the bakery on Ferry Street. She'd even cut the radishes to look like flowers.
"Did you make a wish, dear?"
"Yes, I made a wish."
"You didn't wish something crazy, did you?"
Maggie felt her left eye start to twitch. She put her finger on it to halt the tick and answered her mother.
"Of course my wish was crazy. I wouldn't want to disappoint you and Aunt Marvina."
She smiled, because it was a family joke. Her mother and Aunt Marvina rolled their eyes and sighed to each other because that's what they always did when Maggie made a joke about her craziness. She was a problem child. Always had been. Always would be. It didn't matter that she was 27 years old today. She was a continuing source of frustration to her family. She was a throwback to her flamboyant Irish grandfather, the only Irishman in Riverside.
27 years, Aunt Marvina said. "Where did the time go? I remember when she was a baby."
Mabel cut into the cake.
"Even when she was a baby, she had a mind of her own. She wouldn't eat her green beans," Aunt Marvina said. "Remember that?"
Mabel shook her head.
"It's the green beans all over again. No matter what's good for her, she does what she wants anyway."
Aunt Marvina waved her fork.
"When Maggie was 9 years old, I told you she would never get married. She was such a tomboy. Was I right? Was I right?"
"You were right.
She should have married that nice Larry Berlew. Or Jimmy Molnar. He would have married her."
Mabel stared at her daughter, who was pouring coffee at the opposite end of the picnic table.
"Now she's quit her job. How is she going to live with no man and no job? 6 years of college. A master's degree. For what? 2 years of teaching down the drain."
Maggie's eye was twitching worse than ever. She'd spent too many afternoons with her mother and Aunt Marvina, she thought. If she heard about the green beans one more time, she'd start screaming. And Larry Berlew was a slug. She'd join the Foreign Legion before she'd marry Larry Berlew.
"She's always been stubborn," Mabel said. "Once she gets an idea into her head, there's no turning her around. So tell me again," she said to her daughter. "Tell me why you're not going back to teaching this year."
Maggie helped herself to a second piece of cake.
"I'm going to write a book," she said, picking congealed wax from the icing.